Together, we are Ash Friendly.
Hello, and welcome to another lovely episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about togetherness. Powerful thing, being together. Being together in groups. Together everywhere. Think about it. Every time that society gets together, anywhere in the world, evil pops up and stops trying to kill us or mow us down and doing whatever. Because evil's afraid of togetherness. Evil's afraid of togetherness. That's so awful what evil tries to do, to rip more people apart. You see it everywhere on the news, social media. You see it everywhere in the news. Ripping people apart, ripping ideas apart, separating two people to fight each other constantly for more ad revenue and for money in their pocket. That's why I'm asking the people of Ash Friendly not to fight. Just block it, shield it. It's fine. They're not going to win. Evil, you can't change evil's mind, so why am I going to waste my time to fight with someone that won't change their mind because they're controlled by evil, controlled by money, controlled by things that only matter in this world, when there's a much bigger universe out there that has greater things and greater abilities than money will ever have. But it's all what you can see. Because having money is just a way for evil just to prey on you. So we take the money out of Ash Friendly and we build togetherness. We build things and ideas that people need for meaning and purpose. To ease our minds in many different ways, from anxiety to self-hate, and to motivate us to go somewhere, to do something, or to act a certain way. Because when if we're together, we don't want them to feel alone, so we'll go and do it. We don't want to be left behind, so we go and do it. We don't want to miss out on what's about to happen, so we go and do it. That's about being together. Being together is also making sure that you, when evil comes around, you just block together. Block. Retreat. Block. The reason why I say that is there's police out there, there's other warriors out there that will fight the evil fight, but the people of Ash Friendly, no, we're not. That's not what we do. Because fighting and being destructive doesn't really produce anything more but more hatred towards whoever is doing the destruction or whoever is doing the rebuilding. And it's so much harder to rebuild people than it is to destroy them. People get more, they feel like they get more out of being destructive by ruining people's lives and ruining what they're doing, ruining like cultures and environments because they're just awesome. And it takes years and years to build it back up, create a healthier system. And it's a way too much work for people. But if we do it together, it's a lot easier, smoother. Everything flows better when there's togetherness. No one feels all the depression and sadness of being alone. You can be alone, but you don't have to feel lonely. You don't have to feel worthless. You don't have to feel like nobody likes you except they like this part of you. Where Ash Friendly likes all of you, all parts. Then there's nothing in the world that I need to like exploit you or want something from you in order to be part of a community, be part of the togetherness, to share ideas and share thoughts. You're just a human being. Come on in. How can I talk to you? What way can I talk to you? How do I need to stand? What makes it better than working with you so you feel comfortable to let yourself go to just be? Simple thoughts, simple ideas, trying to figure out in your own brain what works best for me. And it just takes a matter of time. When you're part of Ash Friendly and we're together, it's the most powerful thing in the world. Of living in peace, taking care of each other in our own way, and making sure that we have water, food, and shelter. There's no other greater power out there. It just, there's not. You could look for it. You could say a weapon is. That's cool. But you need all the parts that go with to make the weapon. You could say that money is the greatest power. But yeah, I know. But what if you don't make any? And money can only buy us so much. But with togetherness and helping people out, that's the most powerful. Because you can help them out in your own way. You don't need money to help them out. You don't need anything. All you may need is just stand by them, stand in the room, or just listen to their thoughts as you're drinking your coffee. It's simple ideas, simple thoughts that will progress humanity coming up in the future. It's not going to be big ideas and all this commotion and angerness and violence. It doesn't work. Because someone's with a bigger sword or bigger than tougher than you will come take you out, because that's how it works. But if you build things on love and trust and your compassion and understanding and sympathy, it'll last forever. People like me have never asked for power, but it's always given. Because power isn't earned, it's given to the next person. Because they don't want to see it going into the wrong hands of evil. They want to see it to carry, be carried on the way they carried it on. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love the world, love yourself, love the environment around you, we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. Thank you very much for listening tonight. And remember, together, we are Ash Friendly.